Kate Miller into the game.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did.
22nd timeout with the Lakers.
I thought the pig would win the Oscar.
111-89.
You ever see the Oscar?
Be quiet.
All right, it is 6:54 p.m. on Sunday, June 13th, 2021. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. All right, so not a lot of news to talk of since the last time we talked, so we'll jump right into playoff reactions. Wow. The Suns made that series look easy. Very easy. It was clear to me that it was over. The Suns were up by 5 points. And I was like, this is over. when they went up by that fifth point. Because they were not stopping Chris Paul from getting to that spot. And then he proceeded to get to that spot 7 more times after that. I'm not a big Chris Paul lover, but that dude, if he gets to that spot, he's going to make 90% of the shots. He's like, he shoots like 90% from there, and Jokic and the Nuggets just let him get there over and over and over and over again. Very tough to win basketball games when a player shoots 90% from a certain spot and you just let him get there every single time. So, yeah. Even when the game was that close, I was like, no, this is over. Then, like, 10 minutes after that, Jokic gets ejected, and I don't know. It's hard when you're watching, like, the Suns, who have Jay Crowder, and Jay Crowder loves to do that arm rake. That's way too hard. Definitely hurts people. Very rarely gets called as a foul because his fingers happen to grasp the ball when he comes across guys' elbows. So it's hard to see a flagrant 2 called when another player does that same thing like Jokic did. But, I mean, it is the right call. That is how it should be called. They should not be letting Jay Crowder get away with what Jay Crowder does. Jokic was clearly being a pretty big baby, pretty clearly didn't care about the safety of the player he was doing his ref wine foul on, and was definitely dangerous, definitely flagrant 2. Excuse me. Flagrant 2, but a call that happens, it's something that gets ignored 90% of the time. It just, I guess that's how flagrant fouls are. Like, do they meet, like, this certain criteria here, and here? And in that case, I really couldn't argue it, even though Jay Crowder gets away with it. Well, I guess if Jay Crowder isn't doing with malice, it's okay that he does it. But yeah, the Suns are really dominant. And it should be interesting to see what happens the next round. Because right now, they don't look like a team that can be stopped. So, yeah. Especially with the Nets' health being what it is. That's definitely something that is going to be worth keeping an eye on. Because we don't have a timetable for Harden's return. And that Kyrie ankle injury looks like a 2 to 4 week injury. So that definitely hurts the Nets quite a bit. I mean, it doesn't hurt them as much as you would think they would, because the Bucks have not been good in this playoff series, and even without Kyrie and Harden, like, there was some times in that game where it was like, I don't know, maybe the Nets could make this a game, you know? It's just because, like, the Bucks are just, they're missing something. There's something not right about this team, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but it just, they don't feel like a team that wants to keep going. They feel like a team that is, they've had their fill of the season by now, you know? It kind of felt like that last year too in the playoffs for the Bucks. It just kind of felt like they had their fill, and so much, like, probably, like, the Nets have the most talent, but then it's probably the Bucks, And I mean, it's debatable. You could talk about maybe like the Sixers or the Lakers, but you could also talk about the Bucks. And for a team that has that much talent, they do not seem to have that. There just seems to be something off. You know, I try to be very careful to avoid calling players lazy or anything like that, because it's usually not true. Usually guys are working as hard as they can, even if it's not getting done. Sometimes it just doesn't get it. Sometimes there's just something off, and this is one of those cases where it just seems like something is off with the Bucks. But they did manage to, with two superstars missing, manage to tie the series up against the Nets. So I don't know, maybe seeing this as an open pathway ahead of them will fire them up again, because they, like, the deck is clear. The Bucks can win a title, so maybe, I don't know, maybe they can get that through their head and finish the Nets off before they get healthy again. Who knows? There's no timetable on Harden's return. Harden can come back next game, and if he does, then things obviously are very heavily weighted in favor of Nets again. But with a hamstring injury, AD had that same hamstring injury and missed 2 months, so we'll see. We'll see. And the other series worth talking about, because I think Philly and the Hawks are, I think that's, does that, I don't even know if that series is over. Before I do salutes, I'm going to have to check to see if Philly versus the Hawks is over, just because I've cared so little about that series. It's been so unentertaining. It pretty much went how I wanted, how I thought it would go, where the Sixers would, excuse me, it's hard to talk with bad lungs, but I figured the Sixers would kind of take one of the games lightly and drop it, and then pretty easily win the rest of the games, and so far that's what happened. maybe that's what happened. No. I'm not gonna let this go. I'm gonna see if that series is still going before I continue. All right. NBA.com. All right, now we're going to see if the series is still going. Schedule. Oh, yeah. The Hawks have not been eliminated yet. That series is really bad. It's really bad and really boring. Don't watch it if you can avoid it. But other than that, there's a Clippers-Utah series, which is actually entertaining. Clippers fought back. The Clippers showed they had something in their tank still, and it was very very pleasant to see Paul George get that big win, especially since he has so much pressure on him, and like he's so much the victim of like online bullying and shit like that. Not just online bullying, like Joe Ingles is bullying him in the games, and it's never called. it's funny to watch because Paul George does not want to admit that this guy, this ugly ass Australian dude, is bullying the fuck out of him. He doesn't want to admit it. He has too much pride to admit that this weirdo is getting under his skin, but he absolutely is. So it's just hilarious to watch him just continue to pick on and pick on Paul George, and Paul George just pretending like he doesn't notice it. It's very funny. At least it's very funny to me. But you know, Paul George responded. He didn't stop Ingles, but Paul George responded last game. He played very well, and then Kawhi had a pretty masterful third quarter, and that was the difference in that game. But even the fourth, when the Clippers were up by like 15, I was like, Utah could come back. Just because I've seen Utah come back so many times. But, you know, Donovan's starting to limp. We don't know when Conley's going to be back. And, you know, that's it's no small deal for sure. So it should be interesting to see when they can get him back on the floor, Mike Conley, because that would help Utah calm down quite a bit. And it would take a lot of pressure off of Donovan Mitchell, who's been amazing, but he's definitely starting to limp, and they're definitely starting to be able to corral him just because he's not moving as well. And the Clippers are making an admission to every screen that Donovan Mitchell goes over, they make him feel it. They let him know that they're there. Or at least they were doing that in game three. And they were doing it in game two, too. They let it happen. And, it's a lot for Donovan to do all by himself. And, Jordan Clarkson didn't show up in game three. He's there in game one. He's there in game two. But he wasn't there in game three. And the Jazz definitely missed him. So, yeah. That should be interesting to see going forward if the Jazz can kind of get back on track with and kind of get healthy while healthy in time to finish a series off before the Clippers really click into gear, because the Clippers, they're not above playing one good game in the playoffs and then throwing in the towel. That's just kind of how they are. So if the Jazz can come out strong again in game four, they could finish this off. They could set this up to be done and make it easy. But if they don't, then the Clippers are going to get it into gear, and the Clippers are probably going to win the series. And so should be game four is going to be one of the most interesting games of the season. I think it's tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting for sure. That's it. Just teams to salute. So let's get to saluting. The Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets are the last of the Final Four from last year who were still standing, or from last year's playoffs, and it was good of them to make it this far, but you could kind of tell the same problems that affected everybody else finally got to them, and that was the Jamal Murray injury that happened late in the season. And they didn't miss him so much against Portland, but they were really missing him in this series. But the good news for the Denver Nuggets is they have the guy who won the MVP by several thousand points or several hundred points, and it wasn't really close. He had 90 first place votes to 20. So they have the dominant MVP and a good core around him that should help them going forward. They really need to work on their defense, but if they can do that, then they have something there. So they have a lot of things to kind of hang their head high about, and a lot to look forward to next year. And they had a really good season this year. Fought really hard. Even against the Suns, they fought hard. They just didn't have enough. They didn't have enough. But next year, we should be good. Denver Nuggets, I salute you. All right, that's going to be the show. I may come back. I may do the next one on Thursday to Friday morning instead of Wednesday to Thursday morning, just because I know last Wednesday episode I didn't feel like I had enough to talk about, so we'll see how it goes. We'll see how this plays out. But either way, it should be back in either 3 or 4 days, and I will talk to y'all later. I hope you are good, my beautiful friends. Goodbye.